Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Limits, I have a pronouncement to make.
A what?
Pronouncement. Perhaps you could say announcement. I think O'Neal Cruz is on his way to becoming a star.
I am right there with you. And I even tweeted that, I think it was Friday in L.A.
Well, you beat me to it. Why do you always have to one-up me?
I'm just pointing it out. I'm not trying to.
Yes, you are.
We're on a linear path.
And Bob thinks the same thing, that you're trying to one-up him. We agree on that then.
Yes.
He just hit a ball into the gap. It's so effortless. Like, it feels like half the balls he hits are shots somewhere. And then he also just made his second great catch of this series. You put that piece with the offense and wow, that's his second great catch of the series. He made one running back to the wall the other day. Today it was running, sprinting in and picking a ball off the turf. What a catch, huh?
I'm starting to get that little itch. That little itch that says, Ben, it might be time to get out the checkbook. It might be time to negotiate with O'Neal Cruz.
That's the story.
And
That's why they call you the savvy young news hound. Bob Smizek tweeted this last week. I'm not saying he beat you to the punch because
maybe
I'm sure
we'll give Bob
that
credit.
You were first, Limits.
No, I don't think I was.
But I agree. I agree. It's time to start looking at a deal for him.
Like, I was a little skeptical coming into this year. Like, it's always been in the back of my mind. Yeah, they definitely should think about paying Cruz. And if you can get a bargain for him, then do it. I was concerned about the defense. He's starting to come around. But offensively, he just looks like a beast.
No, he's coming around to be what we thought he would be. And I realize guys get off to good starts and all that stuff. But even last year, when you kind of look back at it, he was coming off a traumatic leg injury. And he had 21 homers, 76 ribbies. His OPS was up toward 800, 22 steals, which indicated, that his legs were back, but not all the way back, the leg. This year, he's already over half that stolen base number. He's got 12, but forget about that. He's already got 8 homers, and his OPS is over 900. And guess what? I think it's going to stay there. I think, if anything, the way that he's hit the ball, he's actually shortchanged a little bit on the numbers. He's hit the ball better than what his numbers are saying, is what I'm telling you. Every time I turn around, he's hitting a rocket somewhere, and a lot of them, it seems to me, are getting caught.
Yeah, I think about that game in L.A. when it was the final game of the series. They had a 3-0 lead that they blew, and Cruz had a chance with, I think it was McCutchen or whoever was on first base, where Mike Trout made a good play moving to his left to catch it on a ball that Cruz hit like 120 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Just absolutely smoked it. If that ball gets down, it's to the wall, and it's a tie game. Those are the type of things where, you know how we criticize Cherington a little bit when he says things like, well, our numbers are telling us that he's hitting the ball very well.
Yeah.
We're seeing that with Cruz, but he's also getting a lot to drop in, which makes those outlying numbers look even better from a projectable standpoint.
For sure. And I think this is sustainable because the other thing that's happening is plate discipline. Is, you know, a couple of years ago when he broke into the league in 330 at-bats, he only walked 28 times. Guess what? He only has 99 at-bats coming into this game. 18 already walks. Already against 33 strikeouts. So that tells me he's being more selective. I think he still struggles against lefties, although he hit a homer against a lefty in a recent game. He's got to play. He's the type of guy that you do not platoon. Do we agree on that?
No doubt. And there was a lefty that pitched. It was Imanaga, and he was in the lineup against the lefty. He is hitting just 152
right
this year against lefties. Against righties, over 300 at 303.
Not only that, against righties, his OPS is over 1,000. I don't care. He's earned the right to stay in there and learn how to hit lefties. There's too many guys, and I understand because you got to win, but there's too many guys who get buried early in their careers as, oh, this guy can't hit lefties, or even from the right side. It seems more from left on left, though, and you're like, well, how's he ever going to learn to hit lefties if he's never allowed to hit lefties? You know what I mean? This guy deserves the opportunity to learn.
He should be 150, 155 game a year player.
Yes.
As long as he stays healthy. Because, and at the top of the lineup, I did not think that that leading off was going to be the best move or the best decision for him as he watches the ball go over his head for a homer. And
holy bird milk.
That ball just got out into the first row.
Skeens is pitching great today. I can't believe that guy just hit one out. Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
I'm sorry I lost my train of thought. But basically,
I'm sorry that you lost your train of thought because I interrupted you.
Cruz at the top of the order. He just seems like a prototypical 3-4-5 guy,
yeah.
Middle of the order bat.
Yeah, yeah.
His at-bats at the top of the lineup, he looks comfortable. He looks like he's not chasing nearly as much. He looks confident in that spot. I would keep him there. If that's where he's going to thrive the most, so what? Keep him there. He might not drive in 100 runs like he would be in a 3-4-5 spot, but I'll take it.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, social media's biggest loser.
Malsy.
Brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
So this would be a big series win for the Buccos. It really would, because it looked like things were really going to fall apart when they lose 9-0. Remember, the lead-in was Shelty to this week, and especially after the first game of the series. Shelty, I think, is at his son's graduation today, so Don Kelly on the bench. But the Pirates, you know, listen, 13-19, if they win today, looks a hell of a lot different than 10-22 or whatever it would have been.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I mean, you take a series from the team that's leading the division, you get a little momentum. This is why you have Skeens to win series like this. And I'm not trying to paint a rosy picture necessarily, but it's a lot rosier than it could have been. It's a pretty good deal to win a series from the Cubs.
Divisional games are the most important games that you play, even if it's May 1st.
That's highly arguable limits.
Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously games in September and August.
And games against other teams because you want the wild card.
Right, later in the season. But when I'm talking like first third of the year,
yeah,
these are the ones that you really circle, the ones against your own division, which makes it even more frustrating getting swept by Cincinnati a couple weeks ago.
Yes, it did. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills either. We know that, don't we?
Correct.
I wrote a piece today, how attractive really is the Penguins' coaching job.
I watched you write it.
Yes, you did. I'm sure that was very exciting.
Very.
I think it's as far as the openings in the league, there's, I think, eight, including the Penguins, which is, a quarter of the league. I think Anaheim and Chicago are better jobs right now because I think you start with a bunch. I mean, the Penguins have a couple of young guys and a bunch of draft picks coming, but those two teams have young players and prospects knocking at the door. I think Sully should take one of those two jobs. Anaheim is the one I would take. Those are clearly franchises that you could see on the rise. The Penguins are clearly in decline. There's no argument there. But I don't know that they're down there with Boston, Philly, Seattle.
My gosh, they go back to back.
Holy horse follicles.
Kyle Tucker homer, same spot.
Right after I said this is why you want Skeens to win a series like this, they hit two homers in a row. You jinxed him.
It was, yes. You can all deflect all blame to me.
Who else? Seattle, Philly, Vancouver. See, the Penguins are probably a better job than those teams, but not by much. The pros are you get Sidney Crosby, but also the con there is that Sidney Crosby, you have to win him over. They just got rid of a coach that he adored, you know? So that's a challenge to pass the Sidney Crosby test. A con, you know, when we go for job interviews, limits, we sit down and make the pros and cons of if we want the job. That's what we're doing here. A con would be all those bloated contracts and the declining statuses of Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang, and Letang signed for 3 more years at $6.1 million. A pro would be this is a great sports town. We know that limits, and you're part of that. The con would be you better win soon, or you'll never see what a great sports town it is. A pro would be not a lot of pressure to win immediately unless there is. I'm still confused about that, which brings up a con. What does Kyle Dubas want? What's the plan here? Urgent, patient, urgent, win now? Contend for the core? Went. They didn't just hit another homer.
Suzuki, oh my gosh.
You did this, Limits.
Do not play.
They've hit 3 homers in the inning because of you.
Yeah, because it was. I told the Cubs the secret sauce to Paul Skeens, apparently, and how they did it.
What has happened
here?
Suzuki
hit a line drive to left.
I
104.
I was just talking about everything good about winning this series and Skeens, and they just hit 3 homers in a row.
Threw that ball right down the middle.
I'm calling the Pirates and telling them what you said and how they lost because of you.
What did I say?
I don't remember.
Exactly.
Forget the pros and cons. Nobody cares. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Joe.
Bye.
Sounds good. Hope you get your power back. Goodbye.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.